WJZ-TV morning anchor and weatherman Marty Bass has been a Baltimore icon since he first began appearing on the station's newscasts in 1977. Just a few months ago, Marty joined a group of seven storytellers on stage at the Creative Alliance's Patterson Theater in Highlandtown at a live, ongoing storytelling event called The Stoop. On this night back in February, the storytellers all shared personal accounts around a common theme, legends of the fall, stories of failure. Through a generous arrangement with the organizers of The Stoop, we are happy to be able to broadcast Marty's story on the air today.
How y'all doing tonight? Very good. My story of failure is about losing my hair. No, not this bald symbol of first warning weather. I'm talking about losing the hair that got me the job on television in the first place, okay? We're going back into the 70s here, okay? In the 70s, thank you. Were a very big deal when it came to hair. And by the way, you know, in the 70s in Baltimore, there was a court case that affected hair nationwide. It was the Hair Garage versus the state of Maryland. It had to do with unisex salons. You could not in this state cut men's and women's hair in the same salon. It went to court. It went to the Supreme Court because of a court case in Baltimore about hair. You now have unisex salons in this country. Hair went to the Supreme Court in the 70s. It was a big deal. Let's think back on that television show from the 70s and early 80s. Welcome Back, Cotter. Was cultural icon. Here's Gabe Kaplan, Cotter. Big white guy, Afro. Here's John Travolta. Vinnie Barbarino. You can picture him. Perfect hair. Even the dweeb, Arnold Horshack, had hair. That's exactly 100% correct. Okay? In the 70s, I was in college, and I was on TV at a pretty good TV station, Southern Illinois University. It was widely regarded as a mecca for radio and television. I was in my young mid-20s and starting to lose my hair, trying to get into the professional world. Two of the biggest television consultants told me, "You're good, we can get you a job, you get some hair, period. Do it or don't work. I have hair. You're losing your hair. Cover it, nobody will know when you don't have hair." This was not my idea. I never liked it. As a matter of fact, the hair piece ranked about number 8 on my who gives a damn list. I didn't wear it at home. It never went on vacation with me. I only wore it when I worked and when I would go out, which is about 95% of your life, okay? So I went to two different news directors at WJZ and very honestly and sincerely said, "Hey, look, I think I'm established. Why don't we lose the hair? We can make some kind of bit out of it, do it during a rating sweep, yada, yada, yada." And they said, "Yada, yada, your butt out that door and close it behind you." Well, third time, though, was the charm. After 8 years of not feeling the sun or feeling the wind or even yourself scratch your own head, a new news director, her name was Natalie Brown, one of the first female news directors, major market in America. Natalie said, "Look, I think you look fine without it. I'm going to go with this, no problem at all. Only problem is, how are we going to do this?" And I said, "I tell you what, how about if I just go on vacation and come back and it's not there?" I said, "After 1 or 2 days, the ruckus will calm down. Another news event will come along and push it back to page 23. Oh, yeah. Right. To this day, 22 years later, people come up to me and say, "Oh, I used to watch that Jerry and Al and Frank Luber, and I remember when you had hair." You know, you laugh. We got over Vietnam quicker. Here's proof. When was the last time somebody came up to you and said, "Hey, let's discuss Bien Bien Phu"? Just last week, my hand to God, this is the truth. A couple came up and this guy says, "I remember when you took that hair off and threw it across the studio." Fact of the matter is, that was urban legend that continues today, and that never happened. I came back from vacation, and Don Scott, my partner, was on his vacation. So a reporter anchor named Don Williams had the job of sitting next to me that day. Lucky guy. As usual, I come walking into the studio at the last possible minute, no hair. I sit down, theme starts rolling. He looks over at me and says, didn't you forget something? Nope, zipper's up. I'm ready to go, dude. Okay, boom. We were on the air. Okay, you can imagine what happened at this point. To make a long story very, very short, the UPI and AP at the time took that story around the world. I was on 12 different national radio talk shows, and the Baltimore News American held a poll, side-by-side pictures, Marty with hair, Marty without hair. Should he put it back on? I lost. Okay? I started getting a lot of mail. This was before email, back in the 70s, big bags of mail. I started getting men's hair pieces. I started getting letters of liberation. I was Moses to these guys. When, in fact, I was just like trying to get rid of an embarrassing possibility of a lover taking it off. At this point, WJZ realizes we've got to calm this ruckus down just a little bit. We've got to put some closure on this. So they said, let's come up with some cute story for what was then called Evening Magazine. I said, fine, how do you want to do it? They said, well, you dream it up. It was your idea. I said, how about if we retire it down to Boca Raton with all the rest of the hair pieces from Northwest Baltimore? And by the way, many of them are still walking around Boca Raton attached to people from Northwest Baltimore. So, in fact, that's what we did, and we got permission from an airline back in the 70s. Remember, it was Piedmont Airlines. Got on a plane, strapped into a first-class seat on a wig dummy, and there it went, off and down to Florida. My biggest failure? Losing the hair that I had to wear because of losing my hair. I wished it away 22 years ago, and what are we doing tonight? Here in the creative, we're talking about that damn hairpiece. Thank you.
WJZ-TV morning anchor, weatherman, and hero to bald men everywhere, Marty Bass. He shared this story in front of a live audience at Baltimore's ongoing storytelling series, The Stoop. We thank Marty and The Stoop for being part of our program today. And you can find out how to become a part of The Stoop yourself as an audience member or a storyteller online at stoopstorytelling.com. Wraps it up for this week's broadcast of The Signal. We'd love to hear your thoughts and questions about today's program, and we're always looking for new and interesting stories to air on future shows, so you can reach us through our website, signalradio.org. That's also where you'll find a link to podcasts of recent stories from the program. The Signal is an original production of your public radio in Baltimore. Our web editor is Todd Holmberg. Our production volunteers are Cody Brownson Katz and Justin Levy. And our show is produced by Lisa Morgan and Aaron Henkin. I'm Andy Beanstock for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening.
Bald symbol of first warning weather, okay? Perfect hair, perfect hair. You get some hair, period. Do it or don't work. Don't work. I didn't wear it at home. It never went on vacation with me. Perfect hair. Perfect hair. How are we going to do this? Do this. Do this. I remember when you took that hair off and threw it across the studio. That was urban legend that continues today, and that never happened. That never happened. Oh, yeah. This is the truth. That never happened. Right. Boom. Boom. We were on the air.
On the air.
On the air.
On the air.
On the air. On the air. On the air.